so proud and so thankful for Sister Allison who come to bless us and help us. We hope that the Lord would give to her like she give to us. Praise the Lord. Friday night was wonderful. God spoke to my heart. This morning, I came to service and sit under the teaching of this brother that the Lord is raising up by his spirit, and it was wonderful. Went to the place that we need. You know, you never know what people need. And I just want to really thank the Holy Spirit for giving me what I need. It just brought back things he have told me, and he told me I'm going to do what I say. And then we was talking this morning about holding on to what God has told you. I've made him a man. I'm going to hold on to what he told me. Sometimes, you know, you say things like me and Dad, or, you know, we say things, you know, in ourselves that we don't really mean. But I'm going to try to stop doing that, too. I sit here in service today, especially in our Sunday school class, and I say, Lord, I'm made of my mind. I'm just going to fight this battle. I'm going to see you in peace. I've made up my mind. I know the enemy. I've been long enough walking this thing, and I know the devil when I see him. Amen. So the devil, you know, the Lord is not breaking up marriages. We praying about marriages there. He's not, this is devil, the devil. When you see the thing trying to break up something, that's the devil. Children of God, hold on. I just want to hope I bless this bird, bless you, because I was really torn between this and something God is teaching me. But I said, Lord, please teach me this before I speak it. Because it's something else that I really want to minister. And I was really going through this morning, find out what I supposed to really minister today. So I just want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all. Praise the Lord. We are living in the last day. We're living in the day when the enemy know he ain't got but a short time. And he's working. I'm telling you, he's working. Praise the Lord. But we got to realize, and as we read 2 Timothy 2, and we learned 2 Timothy 2:15 by memory, that the study to show yourself approved unto God. But I'm telling you, that 2 Timothy got a lot in it that would help us to be strong. And so I just want to thank the Lord, and I praise him today. Will you please stand on your feet for just a moment? Lord, I just want to thank and praise you for what you have done for all of us. I really believe, God, you have touched people in this place. Hallelujah. We're glad to see our sister come back to visit us. I just want to thank you. And as I looked over this place today, I heard you say, if I just be faithful, if I just believe you, you're going to do what you told me you're going to do. You told me you're going to walk with me until the end, till you get me to where you want me to be. And so I just want to thank you. And I say this to all, this is for everybody, for what he say, the one he say to all. I'm going to walk with you until you get to where I want you to be. Praise the Lord. I'm going to keep you till the end of the world. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank you, Father, and I praise your name, Lord. We lay down everything today, Lord, to hear your word. Praise the Lord. Your word is taking us through. Praise the Lord. I see what your word is doing, Lord, and you want to show us even greater things, even greater things. And I had forgot all about some things. You know, we forget. We forget. You done told us about double portions so many times. Had people to give us double this and finding double that on the floor. And I didn't think about it till I got on my knees this morning. And I said, Lord, you brought this back again. I'm going to give you a double portion of my spirit. It ain't going to be just because you're going to need a double portion now. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank him. I want to praise him. And I hallelujah. And if you don't think my prayer is good enough, then I just pray you pray for me. Because I'm telling you, I'm feeling like I said, Lord, I know that you are who you say you are. But we got to hold on. We got to hold on. And y'all keep praying for me because I don't want to preach this other now that I'm trying to do. Wait a minute now. I want to study it. I want to study it. I want to bring today what God showed me last week. But it's something else that I'm studying, and all of a sudden he showed me this because I'm wondering. I said, Lord, you know the trials we go through, what is going on, why don't we get the answer, blah, 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 blah. And he began to show me why. Y'all had to come back next week to hear that. Praise the Lord. I want to go to, and I'm going right away to something, so I won't do that. Hallelujah. I just pray. We clap your hands. I'm just praise. I just thank God. You know, the Lord began to, I ask questions like most people do, especially if you've been up here as long as I have. Why don't you do, Lord, why didn't that happen? And why don't you do this and do? But when Leslie and Jackie, when Leslie got up on this drum, now see, you know, y'all looking for God. God moves in mysterious ways. He say things that don't even seem like it's supposed to belong to that. and it will change your heart all the way around. Praise the Lord. He'll do something that you said, good Lord, that sure did bless me. Praise the Lord. Which I told her, she don't understand because she don't know what I was going through. But when she got up on that drum, and then she said, I'm going to take that did it. I said, God, we're going to have everything in this church that we're supposed to have. You're going to do everything you done told me you're going to do. I said, everything. Get ready, girl. Get ready because this roof is coming off of this place. Because God done said it, and I'm believing it. I said, Lord, I'm not going to let nothing take me from believing this. And then Jackie said, I'm going to take lessons. It's hard. Playing the piano is not easy. I tinkled with the piano, but I told Dad, I said, honey, I want to play, but you got to change tunes, and I don't know how to do that. I can play a C key, and that's about it. You know, and I can play by ear, but you got to be able to, if they sang a B, you bang and pray, come on now. And so I said, Lord, you know, I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good because the Lord has met with me. The Lord met with me and told me, say, hold on. I'm going to do what I tell you I'm going to do. He said, just be faithful to me. He said, don't stop until I bring you to the believing in me. Yeah, but I've been waiting. I don't care how long you done waited. In your patience, possess you your soul. So just hold on. Because this is the year. You said that last year. I'm saying it again. This is the year. This year, I'm going to tell you. Praise the Lord. This is the year of things that you've been wanting and striving for. And if we just, you know what? Get in the Word. Oh, you sit down. Let me tell you this one thing. We, it's February, usually we have a day, you know, 21 days of fasting. I'm going to let you do, because I heard the church is fasting. These people getting together, Dee Dee and them and her family, and everybody getting together, and they doing a little something. Erica getting everybody getting together. For the next 21 days, I want you to still be getting together and seeking God and ask God. Now, you get ready for this. They think they don't know what I'm going to say. Yeah. They don't know. I want the Lord to ask, I want you to ask God to fill you with His Spirit until you run over. God showed this to me. We got something. Sure, we got something. But we need something that's going to help us in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do y'all know that when Jesus came, the Romans had overtook that place? They was under the Roman government. Amen. But Jesus didn't pay because He know what He came for. You know what you're here for. Yes. Find out what you're here for. Yes. Listen, don't worry about what they're doing up there. Don't worry. It's a mess. And it's going to be a mess. We got to pay for the millions of babies we done killed. We got to pay for all the blood. Didn't you say? The Lord told me, said, He said it. I said, the blood is crying to God. Somebody got to be some retribution here. I ain't going to get up and tell you things going to change because we going to change. The things going to change going to be us. We going to get, we. Don't worry about the world changing because that ain't going to happen. And if it do, peace and safety, watch out. Praise the Lord. So pray for me as we minister today. Turn around and love on somebody and tell them I'm glad that you came. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful to the Lord, and we're going to go into Acts and lay a foundation for what the church is going to be from this. Praise the Lord. We're going to going to Acts. People don't know that this morning that went into Acts too, because we got to do what this saying. Hallelujah. We get what this say, we're going to be able to do with that say. I want to really thank the Lord for Sister, what was her name? Sister, the lady who commented. I know this woman. Praise the Lord very well. Thank you for commenting on our broadcast, on our, what we're trying, because we're trying to reach out. Had a Sister Chris Bo, Sister Chris, and she's listening. I want to thank you for commenting on the service, because we're really trying to reach out beyond this building. Praise the Lord. We're trying to reach out beyond this building. So I thank her. She wrote and said that she had heard the service, so I just really appreciate that. Praise the Lord. And we're going to reach out to y'all already. I ain't changed my mind. We still going to have that. I didn't change my mind now. But I know people be feeling bad. I said, Lord, we just have to go and just roll them up to the door and let you say, pray for somebody. So we are getting ready to do something for Jesus. More. I know you're doing things. I hear you out there, but it's a world out there. People need help. That right, Erica? People need help. And you all try to get the Bible study. It's, you know, the Lord is using you. When you get gifts, it's really you need to be taught. When you have the gifts that God gives you, you need teaching. Am I right? Somebody say amen. You need teaching because you do have a gift. I can tell the way you talk, you and Willie. God uses you all. And he's going to use everybody that want to be used. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I sure got something this morning. Will you turn to the second chapter of Acts? Very, very familiar chapter. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, one thing I want you to know, that they was on one accord. I believe this church is trying to get on one accord. And I believe, hallelujah, we're going to be sitting here. I do. I believe this because we was, I don't know when y'all remember, when Brother John was here, the Christophers, we had a service, and he came out, and I was in the hall with him. He said, Sister Davis, I heard a wind come up through that aisle. I said, wow, praise the Lord. And I was telling him about the rain I heard when I was a young, you know. But listen, God, you may be 80. Ain't nobody in here 80 but me. You know. But I don't care how old you are. If God said something when you was 10, 5, 4, 3, he don't change his mind. I know that. Praise the Lord. God been bringing up things that he showed me years ago. He's not going to change his mind. He said something. That's what he said. And it's a time. Because when this day of Pentecost was fully come, it's a time. And I believe, sister, we done preached and sung and everything about a time. Come on. Let's accept the time. Let's come in here expecting God to move by his spirit. It's expecting to be filled. Expecting God to do something for your life. Amen. So he said, suddenly there came, because it's going to come suddenly. It's going to come suddenly. I know there are things that come suddenly. You know what God got to do? Yeah, I'm going to do so and so. No, it'll come suddenly sometime. It comes suddenly, he said. And y'all heard, y'all read it. And there appeared unto them, help me, Lord, cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled. Every one of them were filled, because they were on one accord, and they were looking for what Jesus told them. Praise the Lord. Listen, they had to get in the upper room. No doubt they had to get that hiding sort of kind of. Because when, you know, come on, you read your Bible. These people were not in where they could just walk and do. No. I don't know. Maybe they even had to have a card. I don't know. But I know that, hallelujah, that during the time that they were there, this really blessed me. Because this may be the time when God is going to do for America. When America get go where her stores got no food in it. When America get where she going to have to depend on one another and call Sister Seller to give me a can of beans. It might just be that time. I don't know. But I tell you, I'm going to start striving now. I don't know about y'all. There appeared unto them, and he said that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them other. And don't be looking for no tongues. The Holy Ghost is a person, and he will fill you. I said he will fill you if you. But let me tell you something. I say, Lord, I've been in church a long time. I came from the Holiness Church. That's how come I know that song. We didn't sing nothing but hymns. You could not sing anything in my church but a hymn. I'm sorry. You ain't going to sing, no. It's got to be a hymn. Page 5. Page 24. And that's what, come on. But it helped me, you know. I love hymns. And when I got, ain't trying to skip. But I went to the Baptist church, the church. When I came up here, Brother Epley's church, it just really helped me and Dad and showed us what it was to be miracles and signs and wonders. And, wow, that was really, you know, that was really something to me. So we got in the church. I was singing Lift Him Up. So I sung it like my church told me to sing. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. You know that? But then she said, Sister Dave, sang it like this. How to reach the mass, men of every rebirth. You see, and let me tell you, you got to learn how to bend. I say you got to learn how to bend. You can't, it ain't your way or the highway. It's not always your way. And we go and we tear churches up. We fast. Our choir would fast and pray. We tear people. I'm telling you, we sing. But we sing, you know, I still love hymns. You know, that's why I let Marjorie play. I love hymns because that's the way I was raised. But I'm not going to get mad with you now because you can put a little beat to it. I beat with you. I told Al, if I go to a Jewish church and they doing the horror, I'm getting ready there and do it with them. I don't know nothing about the horror, but I'm going to sure learn. Praise the Lord. I want to be what God did. Paul said, I became everything to all people that I may win a few. You can't be tired. I don't do that. I didn't tell her I don't sing like that. Because she had to teach me that little beat because I didn't know nothing about that. See, we sung Straight Lace. And we lived, they think, Straight Lace. Amen. But it helped me. It helped me. I love my upbringing. And he said that they were filled. And when they was filled, that was dwelling at that place, God got a time and a reason and a season. That and a season. And I believe this is our season. I believe it. This is our season. Amen. So when all these names, there was no other Brown, and the multitudes, number 6, came together, they were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. There's a reason. There's a reason. All these people gonna be there, and the Holy Spirit let them speak so everyone could understand what heaven was saying. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, all these people are Galileans, and how speak every man in our own tongue when we were born? Well, now that was back in the Bible. That was years ago. He gonna do it again. I said he gonna do it again. He's gonna do it again. And the church who will let him do it is gonna be persecuted churches. It ain't gonna send us to it's gonna be the church. So if y'all don't want to be persecuted, there the door. Because we got to have this. We got to have this. We got to have this. This is that we need. Then Peter, number 14, he stood up and told them after they thought the people were drunk, he said, these are not drunk. It ain't even 12 o'clock yet. You know, we don't drink. People don't drink during that time. He said, they're not drunk seeing this but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And the prophet Joel has not ceased to speak. This is the day, hallelujah, when God, hallelujah, has come to pass in the last. Ain't these the last days? He said, it's come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit all flesh. When you start to pray for your kids, pray that they be poured out, that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon them. Not just get up to the altar and say, well, forgive me for my sins and blood. And they go back and live the same. Ask God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. People change when they got filled, the ones I knew. But then when they started giving them words to say, they live just the same. I'm telling, I've been in this thing a long time. I'm telling you. And on my servants and my handmaid, who said that? Well, I know that's Gwen. I will pour out my spirit in the days, and they shall prophesy. We should have prophecy in the churches. We should. I will show wonders in heaven, signs in the earth, beneath them, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. I'm going to show up. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. You say, well, the Lord be, no. I got to see this verse. Now, we saw a tiny bit of this. We did. But God is going to look. I'm not no prophet. I don't know nothing about no time or nothing like that. But I really believe the word of God. I do. I believe that the church need to be filled with the Holy Ghost according to Acts 2. I believe they need to stop their mess and get filled with the Holy Ghost according to verse 2. And I'm going to tell you, when they got filled, they had some love. And if you ain't got no love, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Because the love, God is love. Is that right? And love is God. So we just say, we speak, and you don't love nobody, don't love your neighbor, forget it. Go back to the altar. Listen, we got to get serious about this thing. And I've been asking God, I said, God, you know, I tried that a couple years ago. Lord, have 10 days of this and 20 days of that. I want this thing. And I've had an experience, and I'll never forget 1967. I remember Tuesday night. Yes, sir. But I want something. When you go through life, I was telling Al that, you somehow you pick up stuff, dust. You pick up stuff, dust on your feet that you didn't wash off. So you get down, down the road and your shoes is dusty. And something is dust on you and you don't even know it's there. And you forget. You forget. Come on, tell me now. I know the old people. We've forgotten. And then they say, well, you know what? I used to do so-and-so. And I used to. We killing used to. That dude been messing with us long enough. We killing him and putting him and digging a grave. And we ain't going to dig him back up. We killing used to. Children, believe what the word say. Believe what the word say. And my precious ones that are Catholics. My precious, precious ones. I got to read this. I got to read it because I don't want nobody to get me right here. I want you to go to Matthew 12. Al, you get that from Matthew 12. This is for my precious Catholic brothers. All of us, whether we Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalians, Methodists, whoever, we all need this. Because these were different people up here. I don't know what they were, you know. I'm sure they were Jews. They were probably, but we need the Holy Ghost. The power that Jesus promised us to help us to do the work that we want to do for him. We need it. We need him. Forgive me. We need him. Read, Al. I want you to read Matthew 12:46. Mm-hmm. 12:46. This is for my brethren. Okay. Mm-hmm. Desire to speak with you. But he answered and said unto them, who is my brother? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's right. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. So my precious ones, Mary was called a woman. When they said your mother wants you, he said, who is my mother? He wasn't trying to disrespect his mother. He loved his mother. He made a place for his mother. Come on here. Open your minds. He made a place for his mother at the cross. Didn't he? But on the cross, he said, woman. I think she knew that she was the vessel to bring him. That's all she was, children, is the vessel. And when people lift themselves up, and I guarantee you, if she knew what we're doing down here, she'd be crying. Because she is just the vessel to bring him, and he let her know that. And he told it to her in love. These are my mother, my brothers and my sisters. These are ones. Praise the Lord. And when he was on the cross, let's go get that out. Praise the Lord. We don't want to say nothing that ain't on in here. We want to get Luke. Hallelujah. He sent out 70 in Luke. Yes, Lord. John. 19:27. Yes, Lord. 19:27. Read that for me. I can't call it, but that, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Talking to, read back again. Read back. Verse up. 26. Yeah, what? Now I stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. All right. And Mary Magdalene. When he saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. What? What the next thing? And then said he to the disciples, behold thy mother. Now she is your mother. He is children of God. I say this, and this is hard for people, but I believe God. He had me to say this. Somebody been wrestling with that, keeping you away from the truth. The truth is, Mary was also there at Pentecost. Let's read it. She had to be filled just like they did. I'm trying now. Acts 2:14. Look, I can't hardly see this, but I'm seeing it good enough to tell you. Acts 2:14. Yes, Lord. Okay, read up there. It's in Acts 2, somewhere up in there where he said this. Who was there? People that was there. And his mother was there too. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all sang a little song in there. Hallelujah. I want you to know that his mother was there also. Yes, where's it at? Did he tell who was at the time of Pentecost? Okay, I'm sorry. It's 1:14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. He made sure he put that there. See, because he know that people were going to say, well, no, that's Mary. No, no, no. It was Mary, the mother of Jesus. Come on, read it, children of God. You that are struggling with this. I know there are people that are struggling with that. I know this because somebody told me that they struggle with this. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was right there to get the Holy Ghost just like they were. In the upper room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did y'all know that? Amen. And Jesus had more disciples. He sent out 70 and he all sent them out in twos. I love that. I was just kind of going through this and looking for, but then I'm going to go back to the second chapter and I'm going to try to stay with this. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled. Praise the Lord. They were all filled. But Jesus had told them all through John and Matthew and Luke and all the apostles wrote about what Jesus said, especially in John. He wrote that I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you somebody to help you. I'm going to send you somebody to help you. I've seen this all in my Christian walk. I've seen this somebody to help you. To help you overcome, to help you, give you power. Now look, when they went out, they will come back and say, Jesus, ooh, the devil's got, ooh, they scared of you. We got power through your name. But he still told them to go to Jerusalem and wait. You think what, Bob? You got to go wait. Say wait. We're going to wait. And we're going to wait and let the Lord know we're waiting on something. Don't say, well, I know I got some. Come on, children of God. The devil say boo and you scat. Hello. He going to give you something. He going to give us some power, sister, that we can pray for the sick. We can see people sick and go and lay our hands upon the sick. And Lord showed it to me like this. He said, many of my people, praise the Lord, are like this. This is a glass. Now, I'm going to say this is what God going to do. You get saved. Yeah, there you are right there. You're saved. You're saved. I said, you saved. It's because Christ got to be in you. Because without the Spirit of Christ, you can't go to heaven. He said, he that have not the Spirit of Christ is not a man. And so, well, now that's a revelation. I'm going to let that alone. But I'm just talking about the Bible say. God said, in the last day, I'm going to pour out of my Spirit. Is it five gods? No, just one. Get this straight now. Just one God. I say it's just one God. I say it's one God. But the Bible say Jesus came forth from God. I'm going to let that alone. Be filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you get filled, he say filled. Is this glass full? Is your glass full yet? He say be filled. And when you get filled, you get filled. I said, Lord, run me over. Run me over. Run me over. Run me over. So I can stay filled and I still have something to help somebody else. That's what I'm praying for these 21 days. Run me over. Run me over. Run me over, Lord. That I can have something to give to somebody else. Because we got to stay filled. That's what happened to the five wise and first foolish virgins. They were clean people. And the church got clean folk living there. But the church is weak. They can't do nothing, Harley. God want to show himself strong in this generation. Listen, don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what they say. I say, don't worry about what they say. Because the things that God is going to do now, he's showing up. You know what I'm asking God? Where did angel let this helping me today? I want you to show him to me. Now see, people don't go to that church, they're crazy. They talk about the angels walking and you think Peter went back? No, Peter wouldn't say an angel came one night. I was in prison. I was locked up. Then people get ready to kill me the next day. But an angel came. Hallelujah. And he told me, rise, Peter. You got to go do some more work. And the Bible says, when he rose, the chains fell off. Now, how you think Peter told that testimony? He ain't scared of nothing. He said, an angel came. Paul said, an angel stood by me this night to tell you that all y'all ain't going to be there, but you got to stay in the boat. Nobody, you got to stay in the boat. We got to believe what the word say. I'm not praying to somebody. I was telling somebody, say, you praying? I said, I ain't praying to no angel. When I get on my knees, I don't say angel nobody. I say, Jesus. Like we all say, I say, Jesus. When God delivered me, I say, angel. I say, Jesus. And I found that name is a name above all names. And I didn't know much, but I took what I had. Somebody was ill and they told me come. They was going through in their mind. See, I know what the Lord can do. And I said, they said, well, you just had a baby. You can't go outside. I'll come anyway. Because we stay. Oh, by the way, I stayed in. See, that's how I come healthy. I went out in 1 week. I had my children. I stayed in there till I went to 6 weeks. And by, yeah.
6 weeks?
Yeah. I ain't got no pains in the way either. I stayed 6 weeks in my house. I couldn't go. They taught me that. That's what I was taught. And I stayed, and so the baby was about 30 days old. And I said, no, I'm going to come now. And I went. And all I could tell them was, I was bound. But I called on Jesus. Now, I was a young Christian. I said, just call. She laid up on my shoulder and she called Jesus. I said, she called us. We didn't pray no prayer. We said, oh, no. She just called Jesus and she got well. And the Lord, is his name. But when you got his father, he said, me and my father are. You be filled with his. This let him. Then there's another scripture say, we'll come in, me and my father, and make a bold. Come on now, that's in the word. Me and my. Did he say it? Me and my father. Stop arguing about is it one, is it two, is it. What difference does it make? He's one God.
Hallelujah. He's one God. Amen. One God. One God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And that's what I believe. I said, that's what I believe. Here's something else God done taught me. I said, I was looking at the word and looking in Acts. I was reading Acts. I said, Lord, you know what? I don't care. I said, Lord, I can't be trying to please everybody. Brother Mark, you told me that one. I can't please everybody. I said, I'm looking in Acts. And he said, what can I do to be saved? He said, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I ain't going to be arguing with nobody. But if you get baptized in here, you're going to get baptized like he said. In the name, what elder, what you say, pastor? I baptize you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. People was baptized in John's baptism. They don't let me dead in that area. Unto salvation. But we're going to be baptized in Jesus' name. I said, we're going to baptize in Jesus' name. Not denomination. We're not a denomination. I'm sorry. But I'm going to baptize because the Bible says so. And that's what Peter and them did. And that's what they did. If you show me something else, then I do that. But don't come and say, well, unless you can show me. They baptized in the most precious name. I will tell you this. Not getting off. We got, when Brother Allen came, because the Lord used him to help me and deliver me. So he came to Chicago, and Dad took me to Chicago. We stayed up there, and we went to the meeting. And so dude, he had a great big old tent out, a great big old baptismal pool. He said, y'all come on. And he made all the, you know, not to, but get baptized. Get baptized. And so me and my friend, Edna, we went up there. He said, if you be last, you ain't going to get enough. You better get up here. We was getting up there. We don't be last. Praise the Lord. Girl, I'm telling you. I can see him now standing right here. He was a little, not tall. He was like this. He was mad. He said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, just in case. You know, because he know what. Now, I was young, but I knew he was angry that we so messed up and calling and scratching each other. You got to be baptized. Have you been baptized? And all this kind of stuff in the church. He said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. He covered it all. But he did it because he was angry. I felt the anger in him. Yeah, I'm so sick of these saints. So you couldn't say, but he didn't baptize. I went to the, never forget it. I went in that car. I got baptized, head, everything. Clothes. Didn't put on no gown, Brother Mark. But I was free. I felt clean as a clean. I felt so clean, I didn't want to do nothing. I felt clean. And I got to, 'cause I'm free. I'm clean. I'm clean. I'm clean. Yes, Lord. He'll clean you up. He will. And I'm praying. I said, Lord, will it stop the people from arguing and fussing? Please, Lord. And I say, the next one, get baptized, fill them with the Holy Ghost when they come up out the water. And let them fuss over that. But I'm going to tell you something. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that is Jesus. Come on, children, for God's sake. That's why he be doing this, because he know we don't know no better. Praise the Lord. Let's get full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. We need to be full. That's Sister Davis first. Full of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the fullness. I'm tired of just reading. Amen. Tired of living on past victories. Though I take them to the battle now. I take my victories to my battle. And I tell the Lord, I know what you can do. Praise the Lord. Today, I told you, now we stopped taking the sacrament and a communion, if you want to call it. You know, the crew is Christ in you. Christ in you. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to try to send you to heaven. And I'm not going to keep you out. The Lord said for a man to examine himself. I can't examine you and you can't examine me. I've seen churches, you know, I've been to many churches. I went down south. I thought it was pretty beautiful. Where did this, Lord, how did they take the sacrament? You know, how did they take communion? I got books on the old church and blah, 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 blah. Now, this is the last time we're going to come up. I got another idea. I don't know how to execute it. But today we're going to do like we've been there. We're going to come up to take communion. After communion, we're going to sing and we're leaving like they did. But you just hold on because, honey, it's coming. You hear me what I'm saying, sister? It's coming. It's coming. I'm up with your house. You invited me to dinner. And we say, let's take communion. And we're going to take communion right at your house. We ain't going to. Believe that, Brother Mark? Communion can be taken. It don't have to be here. It can be taken in your house. Because when they, listen, read that Acts 2. They would every day, daily in the temple. Say daily. Daily in the temple. And you can't get people out to the church 2 or 3 days. They went daily. But I come, I say, Lord, you know what? We got to have something. And you're trying to drag people until they have this. This is that, which is spoken by the prophet Joel. You ain't going to have to drag nobody. Your spirit, you're going to be wanting to get in church. Well, that to drag people now, but that dragging time is almost over. Yes, Lord. Amen. Anybody mad? Well, just clap your hands then for Jesus. I want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope whoever listening to this radio, this tape. I was on the radio, so I say radio. No. On the web or on Facebook or wherever. I want you to know we love you. We'll pray for you. If you send us your prayer request. The post office box 434, is that right? Winsfield, just say RCF. Post office box 434, Winsfield, Missouri, 63385. And maybe he'll put it up there, however we want to do this. But I really want to know, I really want to help. Because I heard, when I heard this about this girl, she just couldn't put Mary down. Yeah. I want to be saved, but you know, I can't put Mary. Mary don't hear you. You pray. Mary dead like everybody else. She in heaven. She trying to find what's going down here. Whatever they doing in heaven, that's what she doing. Amen. So Mary's not going to help you. You need Jesus. I said you need Jesus. You need Jesus. Call him and see what he'll help you. Amen. Amen. Would you come? So let's come up. We're gonna partake of the communion. Al already got a plan. That's why I needed that little E and L. That's what I needed that for.